From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. military said Sunday it was evaluating whether an airstrike in Libya killed an al-Qaeda-linked militant leader, Mokhtar Belmokhtar. U.S. State Department had posted a $5 million reward for Belmokhtar, who they accuse of leading a 2013 terrorist attack on a gas facility in Algeria, killing 37 people, including three Americans. Yemen's warring factions due in Geneva today to take part in the first diplomatic bid to resolve their conflict. Amin Sakail, director of the Arab and Islamic Studies Center at Australian National University, tells VOA he doesn't expect much from the Geneva talks.
I think they're going to be very preliminary talks, and I think if all the sides participate in this gathering, they will try to outline their positions against one another. And of course, at this stage, it's even doubtful whether Houthis will really participate. But of course, the Iranians have considerable amount of influence with Houthis, and they may well really pressure them to participate. But whether they are going to really reach any sort of firm decision in terms of ceasefire or, for that matter, long-term settlement, I think we are quite a long way off from that yet.
Talks today, facilitated by the UN, will bring to the table Yemen Shiite Houthi rebels and the exiled government of President Abu Rabu Mansur Hadi. Kurdish militias are closing in on an important Islamic State-held town in Syria near the Turkish border. Retaking Tal al-Bayad could cut off a transit and supply route for Islamic State fighters. Thousands of Syrian civilians have fled the area, anticipating fierce fighting between the Kurds and the militia. Fighting has given more than 1 million people from Syria moving into Turkey. This is VOA News. Sudanese Information Minister Ahmed Bilal Osman says President Omar al-Bashir will absolutely be returning home at the end of the African Union summit today, despite a South African judge's order calling on authorities to prevent him from leaving the country. Osman told VOA that the president is not a criminal and attended the summit after getting assurances from South African President Jacob Zuma.
We have very good relations with the government of South Africa. We know that they are not going to arrest the president and nothing will happen.
Mr. Bashir's international travel was drawn scrutiny since the International Criminal Court charged him with 10 counts, including genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, for sending the army and backing Arab militias to put down an armed uprising in the Darfur conflict in 2003. South Korea reported its 16th death today in the outbreak of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. There have been 150 reported cases since MERS was first detected in South Korea on May 20th. After reviewing the outbreak, experts from the World Health Organization says there is no evidence to suggest the virus is spreading beyond South Korean healthcare facilities. Malik Pierce, a virologist at the University of Hong Kong, tells VOA, South Korean health authorities have in the last 10 days greatly enhanced their control measures.
In concordance with that, we do see the number of new cases declining. And together with that, the enhanced quarantine measures, including no-fly lists that people are being put on, are much, much stronger than what was in place at the early stages of the outbreak. So taking all that together, I think the risks of the virus spilling out of Korea is reduced. It is not zero by any means, but it is reduced.
There is no vaccine or cure for MERS, which has a fatality rate of about 35%, according to the World Health Organization. South Korean officials say a North Korean soldier has defected by walking across the heavily guarded demilitarized zone dividing the two countries. The Yonhap News Agency reported that the incident raised tensions on both sides of the border, but there was no conflict. Most North Koreans defecting to the south do so through third countries, first crossing into China, then traveling to countries in Southeast Asia. And in U.S. politics, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, the son and brother of U.S. presidents, is set to officially announce his candidacy for president today, becoming the 11th Republican in the race. You can get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.